following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Good afternoon to you. We welcome you to Silly Buttes High School in Oneida, where this afternoon we bring you coverage of the semifinal bracket of the Region 2B basketball playoff matchup here this afternoon as we feature the Silly Buttes Chargers hosting the Highmore Herald Pirates. And our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLL brought to you by Venture Communication, Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and the Jet Lanes. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by Pottsville State Farm, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, May Adam, by Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, Agtegra, By Ripe Seed, the Golden Buffalo, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Coverage of regional high school basketball is also being brought to you by Highmore Health, Crystal Volksgarten Agency, American Family Insurance, the Highmore Herald, Heartland State Bank, and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated, the Highmore Clinic Rural Healthcare, Jan Bussey Ford, Mashick Food Center, and Titan Machinery. Also, bringing us coverage of regional high school basketball this afternoon, the folks at Oneida Grain, Sunrise Bank Dakota, The Corner, Stewart & Daughters, Barber Chemicals and Barber Farm Service, Brett's Spray Service, and the South Dakota High School Activities Association. John Neff is our technical director, DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, and my name's Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us this afternoon for our coverage of regional high school basketball, and we expect a good contest to come your way this afternoon as the Highmore Herald Pirates, 15-6 on the season, they come into this ball game with that record, taking on the Sully Buttes Chargers. The Chargers, come in very highly regarded. They put together a very nice year as they set at 17-4. So this matchup here, second time that these two teams have seen each other this season, back on January 7th. They met up in Highmore, and it was Highmore that came away with a 54-50 victory over Sully Buttes on that day. And we'll have a good matchup for you here this afternoon. These two teams know each other well. The winner, of course, of this contest will move on to the SODAC 16. In fact, that field's starting to fill up, but there are a few regions that have yet to play their semifinal round games, so it might be a little difficult for us at this point this afternoon to figure out who the exact pairings are going to be. We'll be able to guess there just a little bit, but we'll get through the afternoon, and we'll talk about some of those games that are upcoming as well. The other game in Region 2B, we should mention, that is Harriet Selby hosting Miller. That game available for you on our sister station, KMLO, and they'll also have that matchup for you online at drgnews.com. Our webcast is up and running as well, and we thank you for joining us this afternoon for our coverage of regional high school basketball. This is the pregame show. It's brought to you by the folks at the Pottsville State Farm Insurance Agency. And let's take a three-minute break. We'll come back and we'll get ready for this one. Should be a good one. We're glad you're along for the ride on KPLO.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Pottsville State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255.
Good Luck Chargers from Owyhee Grain Corporation in Oneida. Your local, independently owned and operated grain elevator. At home or in the field, find all the market information you need online at OwyheeGrainCorp.com. You can even get bid information by text. Owyhee Grain, bringing the world's markets to local farmers with updates every day. For all of your grain marketing needs, call today, 258-2811.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkerson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
With convenient mobile deposit and mobile banking from Sunrise Bank, it's easier than ever to manage your money. You can quickly check your account balances, review your transaction history, make account transfers and mobile deposits all from your phone. See how easy it is to keep up with your finances. Download the Sunrise Bank Dakota app today. Sunrise Bank proudly sponsors Sully Butte Charger Athletics and Activities and wishes them the best of luck. Sunrise Bank Dakota, member FDIC. Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
Back here in Oneida, we get ready for this Region 2B semifinal matchup between Highmore Herald and Sully Buttes. We're about 15 minutes away from the tip-off of this afternoon's contest. Other games going on, we mentioned Region 2B. We talked about the other play-in game, Harry and Selby and Miller, that game going on in Selby. And again, video and online at KMLO, at the KMLO page at drgmediagroup.com. Video is available there as well. Number one overall seed, Aberdeen Roncalli, the top team in Class B, the number one ranked team in Class B. They take on Britton Hecla tonight in Webster. Also, Aberdeen Christian takes on Warner tonight at Webster. The Aberdeen Roncalli Britton Hecla game at 4 o'clock. That is followed by the Aberdeen Christian Warner game at 5:30. Corsica Stickney and Gregory play at the Corn Palace. That is another region semifinal matchup. They will meet up, followed by Platte Geddes and Avon. Those teams will play at the Corn Palace tonight. And also games out west, Faith and Harding County. They will play 6 o'clock local time at Faith. Bison will take on Wakpala as well. So with the number of games that we have going on, 8 of them to be exact, that's half of the SODAC 16 field. So until we get done with those games, it's going to be very difficult for us to even speculate as far as who the winner of this ball game would play as far as moving in to the SODAC 16. We do know this. Sully Buttes with a victory over North Central. The Chargers, the number one team in Region 2B. They knocked off North Central. 67-43. Highmore Herald, as we mentioned, a 66-54 victory over Lower Brule. That game on Thursday night. Sully Buttes and North Central played on Thursday night as well. And so that is how these teams got to this point. We had the opportunity to talk to both head coaches. Our Keys to Success segment is next. Let's take a two-minute break. We'll come back and talk to Mark Seffner of the Sully Buttes Chargers. We'll do that as pregame continues on KPLO.
The Corner in Oneida is a proud sponsor of Sully Buttes Athletics and Youth Activities. Are you on your way to cheer on the Chargers? Stop by the Corner for all your needs, including fuel, pizza, burgers, chicken, salads, snacks, beverages, and so much more. Check out the lunch specials on Facebook. Conveniently call in your order at 258-2400. The crew at the Corner is proud of the hard work and determination the students show in all their school activities and wish them the best of luck.
Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Redfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs. Home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated. Member FDIC.
Virtually anything in your house or building that can run on electricity can run on propane. However, a propane-fueled home is less costly to operate than an electric home. Studies have shown that propane is cheaper, warmer, cleaner, safer, and more dependable than electric. Contact Stewart & Daughters in Oneida at 258-2647 today to learn more about the benefits of propane. Stewart & Daughters, a proud sponsor of high school sports and the Sully Buttes Chargers.
The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care.
By the folks at May Adam, and we're joined by Mark Zeffner of the Sully Buttes Chargers. And Coach, you put together a very nice year that gets you at home court for this very important play-in game against Highmore Herald.
Yeah, it does. You know, we're excited to be at home, but you know, you got to get things done on the court.
You guys have put together a very nice year, as we said. It really starts with your defense. And it seems like in years past, it has been, you know, a situation where you've really, the defense has been what's carried your ball club. And it appears that's the same way. Just looking at scores, that appears to be the way it's been for you this year.
Yeah, it has. You know, we're proud of our defense, and hopefully we can bring it today.
You guys took on Highmore Herald earlier this year. The Pirates are able to get a victory. How do you take that game to this game, and where do you change things to make it go your way this time?
With their defense. And, you know, we gave them a lot of opportunities, and they took advantage of them. So, you know, we're looking to play better defense, and then score some more points.
They do have, it looks like, a little bit of a size advantage, but again, it comes down to the defense. Do you play a little more zone? Do you try to play man, or do you really change much from what you've done all season long?
We're not going to change anything. So, you know, that's how we come at you with man, and, you know, a good man is like a zone, so... We're looking not to change anything.
All right, Coach, we wish you the best of luck today.
Thank you.
All right, Mark Zeffner of the Sully Buttes Chargers. That is part one of our keys to success, and we'll have more after this on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Part two of our coaches interviews. We're joined by Mike Ring, head coach of the Highmore Herald Pirates. And Coach, you survived and got a victory over Lower Brule the other night. Ball club, where you said coming in you were going to be concerned about turnovers, you had plenty of them, but you were still able to get the win.
We were. I mean, it's just kind of when it's kind of just been again been us. We just we haven't been super at taking care of the ball. We haven't in a few games, but you know, we've just struggled at times at big points in the game. And you know, Brule got a little fire going, got a little press on us, and we went wild with the basketball. And we're lucky to survive it, to be honest with you. The thing I got to give our girls credit is they did come out after, you know, looking like everything was falling apart. They found a way to notch it up and stop the bleeding, so to speak, and got back to it and came away with a 10-12 point win, so we can take that.
And you could look at things and say, you know, in January you'd say, well, we ground a win out and it wasn't pretty, but we won. But here late February, there's no margin of error. You're going to see a lot of the same defense tonight against Sully Butte.
Oh, for sure. I mean, just, and her, just a solid defensive team, always just very smart, always going to make things hard for you. So again, what I tell our kids all the time is, you know, the farther you get into the postseason, every mistake you make is, it's harder to overcome because the teams are better. And, so yeah, we hope to take care of the ball better than we did the other night. We assume we'll get challenged in those areas tonight, and we'll just see if we have it locked in better tonight.
And there's a fine line between playing a little too tentative and being afraid of what's going to happen and relaxing and playing ball. And you had that at times. I thought some of your kids off the bench the other night, they played relaxed and they played, you know, made some nice plays. They were small plays, but they turned out to be big plays in the end.
Yeah, we had, you know, Kennedy Effling comes in and she hasn't played hardly a minute or consistent minutes of varsity ball. And then she came in and gave us about 3 or 4 minutes and never had a turnover, never had a negative stat. So that was cool. I mean, we just needed some calming forces out there, and we found it with her a little bit the other night. And who knows who it comes from tonight. We just hope it comes from somebody.
And when you get a win from against Sully Butte back in January, does it matter at all? I mean, when you get to this level at this point of the season, man, anything's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the good things are that it's like you've been there, done that, and you know you can play with them. But we all know that was a month and a half ago, and we hope everybody's, you know, we assume Sully Butte is better. We hope we are better. And then, you know, in my coaching philosophies or talks, when we get beat by somebody, we match up with them again, we call that a revenge game. So I totally expect Sully Butte to have some revenge in mind and bring a little more energy, a little more focus, and try to make it tougher on us to revenge that game. And we're going to have to step up to that.
Good ones. Appreciate you taking the time. Mike Ring of the Highmore Herald.
Mike Ring, head coach of the Highmore Herald Pirates, as we get ready for this ball game here tonight. Getting ready with our starting lineups, announcements on the court. We will pause. Let's take a 2-minute break and return. This is coverage of Regional High School Basketball, Region 2B from KPFO.
At Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, they know farmers don't all have the same game plan. That's why they give farmers options, from what brand of seed they want to use to what features they want on their grain trailer. Barber Chemicals also provides custom spraying for ag chemicals and fertilizers, finding the best solution for your fields. Team up with the best, Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, a proud sponsor of Sully Butte Sports. Call 258-2708 or come see them under the big water tower south of Oneida.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with 4 senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate clothing so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
How you move matters. Avera Orthopedics helps you move freely and live life to the fullest with innovative treatment options customized to your bone, muscle, and joint needs. Whether you suffer from aches, breaks, tears, or dislocations, turn to the orthopedic team experienced in treating every body. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Time for this afternoon's starting lineups: Rivera Orthopedics, the starter for Highmore Herald at one guard, Courtney Mosier, a 5'3 senior. Emily Scheid will get the start at the other guard. She is a 5'7 junior. Forwards, Maddie Knox, a 5'11 senior, along with Grace Knox, a 5'11 senior. Starting at center, Letha Jessen. Jessen is a senior at 5'11. Mosier and Scheid, the guards. Knox and Knox, the forwards. Jessen at center for the Highmore Herald Pirates, who enter the ballgame tonight with an overall record of 15-6. Their head coach is Mike Ring. For the Celebes Chargers, Taylan Bradford at one guard, a 5'3 senior. Allison Whitler, the other guard. She is a sophomore at 5'7. Stevie Whitler will get the start at a forward, a 5'7 sophomore, along with Addison Shequin, a 5'8 sophomore. Lydia Hill will start at center for the Celebes Chargers, and they come into the ballgame this afternoon with a record of 17-4. They are the number one seed of Region 2B, and their head coach is Mark Sefner. Finally, in our pregame, the announcement of our game officials in the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our game officials are Jordan Ott, Mark Ulrich, and Mark Logan. The announcement of our game officials from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. The broadcast of this playoff game had been authorized under special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association, TIP, controlled by the Chargers, who wear the home whites. And inside it comes, and losing the basketball out of bounds, Sully Buttes, as Addison Shequin lost it. The turnover for the Chargers, their first of the ballgame. Our tip-off brought to you by Riverview Chevrolet Buick in Ocoma. Come in for an oil change or major service, or to just take a test drive. They pay top dollar for good quality trade-ins and treat you like family. Learn more at RiverviewFamily.com as we get this ball game underway. The Pirates down low, turnaround jumper up, no good. That's Letha Jessen, but there with the rebound, Grace Knox. She'll put it up and in, and the Pirates score first. They lead 2-0. Here's Sully Buttes, Taylan Bradford with it. Shequin left side into the free throw lane and back out. Open look for three for Stevie Whitler. She'll drive and kick. Back to Shequin. The three taken. It's up good. Addison Shequin drops the three. The Chargers out in front now, 3-2. Here is Highmore Herald with the basketball. Jessen, Maddie Knox, Grace Knox now. As they work up top, Maddie Knox is open. Around the perimeter, this is Mosier from the right corner. Shot no good. Maddie Knox with the offensive rebound. Splashing to the basket, Courtney Mosier. Highmore Herald will score the two. The first basket of the ball game for Mosier. It's 4-3 now. The lead belongs to Highmore Herald. Shequin driving right, gets it to Taylan Bradford. Lob down low. This is Lydia Hill in traffic. Shot taken there is up short. And the rebound pulled down by Highmore Herald. They lead by a 4-3 score. We're 90 seconds into this opening quarter. With John F. at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Around the perimeter we go. Here is Grace Knox with the basketball. Up top, pass to the hands of Emily Scheid. She lost her balance and the basketball. It goes out of bounds, and Highmore Herald with their first turnover of the ballgame. Gives the basketball back to Sully Buttes as they slowly work the basketball across half court. Whitler up to Addison Whitler. Nice crossover shot taken. It's up, no good. Rebound, Whitler. She'll go to the rim and will draw a foul and will get free throws. We were watching Emily Scheid, who hit the floor for the second time. And she had lost her balance and fell down on the offensive end. And she wound up falling down on the defensive end as well. The foul on Grace Knox is her first. And going to the free throw line, Allison Whitler. She misses the first free throw and will get ready to attempt the second to tie the ball game. And the free throw is up and good. 4-4 is our score. As Highmore Herald works against Sully Buttes' full court pressure, they'll bring it across half court. Then Grace Knox, who picked up her dribble and tried to pass to the right side, drug the pivot foot, and she'll be called for a travel. Turnover for Highmore Herald, their second of the ball game. They survived 20-plus turnovers in that ball game against Lower Brule. Stevie Whitler going down the lane will score the two. And the Chargers have the lead now. That is a 6-4 score. as Highmore Herald will work with it. Down low, it's Jessen. The turnaround is up good. Letha Jessen with the two. You could say both teams are off to a very efficient start offensively in this ballgame. As we are now tied at six, and we work to the five-minute mark of the quarter. Bradford on the drive, shot blocked. Here is Grace Knox across the time stripe. Into the hands of Maddie Knox. As they'll work it back the other way, Maddie Knox will drive. Down low, it's Jessen. Fakes right, goes left, kicks it to the corner. Grace Knox, good ball movement as Knox goes strong to the rim. Shot no good. Jessen will get the rebound. Underneath the basket, they'll battle. Jessen will go up strong and put it up and in. Letha Jessen will score the two already. Five lead changes in this ballgame, and it's 8-6. The lead to Highmore Herald. Here is Sully Buttes with the basketball. Sequin. Bradford on the move. Talen tries to bounce pass inside. It's knocked away and loose and turned over. The Chargers with their second turnover. Jessen on the move. Down low. Kicks it out. Mosier with a high arching three that's short. Rebound is loose and Sully Buttes comes away with it. Chargers will head the other way. Here is Allison Whitler. Out to Stevie Whitler. The three taken. It's up no good and the rebound pulled down by Highmore Herald. 8-6, Pirates lead as we work to the halfway mark of the opening quarter. Mosier across half court. It is to Knox. This is Grace, right corner. She'll dribble to the wing, puts it into the hands of Emily Scheid. Back to Mosier. Entry pass tip, kept alive, and then saved by Stevie Whitler. And then it is off the fingertips of Letha Jessen, who was trying to chase down the basketball as well. Ball is turned over and will belong to Sully Buttes. That is another turnover for Highmore Herald. We'll keep this stat. We'll keep track of this stat a lot as we go through the ballgame. The third turnover for the Chargers, or for the Pirates. The Chargers will have the basketball. It's an 8-6 lead for Highmore Herald. Taylen Bradford out front. On the move, Caitlin Burney just checked in. She'll handle across the lane. Shot taken. It's up. No good. Rebound Highmore Herald as the Pirates will work the other way. Here, Brooke Palmer in the ballgame for Highmore Herald. She played very well in her minutes in that game against Lower Brule. They'll post her up down low in traffic. Shot is blocked. Sully Buttes will come away with it. They make the defensive play. It's Whitler on the move. It's Whitler to the rim. Shot is no good. And then the ball tied up. And a jump ball will belong to Highmore Herald. Again, the Chargers will go to their bench as Addison Sequin will check in. Checking out will be Caitlin Burney. An 8-6 lead for Highmore Herald. 3:18 remains in the opening quarter. As Sully Buttes will set up some full court pressure as the Pirates will put it in play. Here is Grace Knox working against Addison Sequin. Across the time stripe, handles it well. Jessen out front. Mosier, the open look for three, and it's good. Courtney Mosier from downtown makes it 11-6. Highmore Herald with a five-point advantage. Here are the Chargers. Sequin, Bradford on the move, left side of the lane. Into the hands of Stevie Whitler. She'll try to operate. Back to Bradford now. Down low, Lydia Hill. She'll deal. The turnaround is up good. Good post work there for the six-foot junior, Lydia Hill. And it makes it 11-8. And the Pirates work with the basketball once again. They'll bring it across to half court. Knox. Now Jessen. Back to Grace Knox. Screen up top. Knox will drive. Leaves it for Jessen. Letha will try to go down the lane. The pull-up jumper is no good. Rebound Maddie Knox. She'll send it back out. And here is an opportunity for Highmore Herald. Down low and Brooke Palmer. Strong post move there. And she'll put it up and in. 13-8. Highmore Herald with a five-point lead now. As we work to the two-minute mark of the quarter. Stevie Whitler on the drive. Addison Sequin into the lane will kick it out. Bradford, right side of the key, will drive and bring it back to the left corner. She'll work it back out front and around the perimeter we go. Sequin down low, Hill working against Jessen. Shot is blocked as Letha Jessen makes the defensive play and knocked the basketball out of bounds. The Chargers will inbound here. As again, Chargers try to work the basketball inside, and Highmore Herald is there defensively to knock the basketball out. But Sully Buttes will keep possession. 11 on the shot clock. A minute 49 remains in the opening quarter. Here's Taylen Bradford from the right, or the left elbow. The jumper is up good, and
Chargers needed that basket. We were tied at 6. They're actually tied at 8, and then Highmore Herald was able to open up a 5-point lead out front. A whistle and a foul. Maddie Knox tripped up, and a foul on Allison Whitler. Allison picks up her first personal foul. First team foul for Sully Buttes here in this opening quarter. As Highmore Herald will inbound from the left side of the key. Down low, it's Jessen to Knox in traffic. And out front, Courtney Mosier. Back to Letha Jessen. She'll try to work down the lane. Good footwork and position for Lydia Hill. Mosier with the three off the kick out. It's up and good. Courtney Mosier drops her second three of the quarter. And it is 16-10, Highmore Herald. A minute 12 remains in the opening quarter. It is Stevie Whitler to Taylan Bradford. Lob down low, Lydia Hill. Shot is up good. Lydia Hill scores her second basket of this opening quarter. 16-12, final minute of the opening period. Maddie Knox, Letha Jessen. Down low, Brooke Palmer. Shot is up and short. Rebound pulled down by Sully Buttes, who will try to run. It is Stevie Whitler on the drive, and she will get to the rim and draw a foul. It will be on Maddie Knox. Knox with her first personal foul, not a shooting foul, so no free throws here. The Chargers will inbound and underneath their own basket. New shot clock, 46 seconds remain in the quarter. Down low, Hill against Jessen. Shot is blocked and short as Letha Jessen makes the defensive play for Highmore Herald. And now the Pirates can slow it down for the final possession of the opening quarter. Lob inside Palmer. She's double covered on the block. As Lydia Hill came over to help out, ball is knocked away. Palmer has a little bit of an advantage posting up on Taylan Bradford. That's why Highmore Herald is trying to go that direction with the basketball. Quick inbound to Letha Jessen. Quick jumper is up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sully Buttes, and then the Chargers turn the basketball over. It pinballs around. It's knocked out of bounds. It is off of Highmore Herald. So both teams with a turnover in that exchange. And they will give the basketball to Sully Buttes. Shot clock is off with 22 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. 16-12, the lead to Highmore Herald, and here's Sully Buttes. On the move, Shequin out to Taylan Bradford. Taylan will drive into the lane, tries to lob down low, ball knocked free and loose, but Sully Buttes will hang on to it. Here is Shequin once again, down low, Lydia Hill, shot is up, no good. Jessen will come away with the rebound, and that is how we will close out the opening quarter. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 16-12, Highmore Herald. We're back in 1 minute on KPMO.
Don't become an online shopping victim. Scammers are using email and text messages as a way to obtain account information. Subject lines range from delivery problems to express delivery notification. Scammers often use well-known names such as Amazon, Walmart, and Costco to name a few. If you get an unexpected message, don't click on any of the links. Go to the company directly to find answers. If you have questions about this or other scams, contact the South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1. Brent Spray Service is proud to support the Sully Buttes Chargers in all of their school athletics and activities. The staff at Brent Spray Service has served the Oneida and Pier area for over 30 years, and they appreciate your continued business. For all of your aerial application and retail chemical needs in the Pier, Oneida, and surrounding area, remember to call Brent Spray Service, 258-2743, 258-2743. Good luck, Chargers, from your fans at Brent Spray Service.
And inside, it's Lydia Hill with a basket, her third basket of the half. It's 16-14 now. The Highmore Herald lead, which was at 5 points at one time, down to 2 right now as the Pirates will work. Emily Scheid back in the ballgame. Goes to Courtney Mosier. Now Maddie Knox back to Mosier, who fakes the three and drives up top to Knox. The three taken. It's good. Maddie Knox, not the greatest bingo player, but a heck of a three-point shooter. She knocks the three to make it 19-14. The Pirates with their third three of this first half. They've opened up a 5-point lead once again. Chargers down low, Lydia Hill. Bradford now to the outside on the right, Allison Whitler. She'll drive and fire. Ball is loose. And the Chargers will come away with it. Sheik went underneath the basket. Nice job clearing space. Down low it's Hill. Shot is blocked. Foul is called. It's on Grace Knox, and Grace will pick up her second personal foul. We will see free throws here as Lydia Hill, the 6 foot junior, will earn a pair of free throws. A minute into this second quarter, it's 19-14. Free throw is in and out and no good. Brooke Palmer will check in. Grace Knox will check out. Hill misses the first free throw and will prepare for the second. That is up and no good. And Highmore Herald will come away with the rebound. With a five-point advantage, Mosier will bring it across half court for the Pirates. It is Palmer. Now Maddie Knox. Out front, Emily Shine. Down low, Letha Jessen. Double covered there and good defense from Lydia Hill. Good job of playing over the top to knock the basketball away. The fifth, making the sixth turnover for Highmore Herald in this first half. Here's Stevie Whittler with the three, and it's good. Had a defender right there, but Stevie Whittler knocks it down. And it's 19-17, the second three of the afternoon for Sully Buttes. Shy trying to go to the rim, shot blocked and short. Here's Stevie Whittler on the move, up the floor. She will get free throws. Foul is going to be called on Highmore Herald. And the personal on Courtney Mosier will be her first. And Sully Buttes, who over the last couple possessions has really picked up the pace here, as we'll get another couple free throws. Stevie Whittler this time at the line. First of two is up good. That was the fifth free throw attempt for Sully Buttes in this opening half. Just 2 of 5 from the free throw line so far. Second free throw up. Second free throw is no good. Pirates will come away with it. Brooke Palmer has it, and then Addison Shequin commits the personal foul. The reach-in will be her first, and for the Chargers, team foul number two. And Sully Buttes will set up that full court pressure. As Highmore Herald will look to inbound, and now Letha Jessen will slowly bring the basketball across half court. We played 2 minutes of this second quarter. 19-18 is our score. The Pirate lead at one. Here is Jessen Knox. Maddie for three. Shot is no good. Brooke Palmer with the offensive rebound. The putback won't go, but a foul is called. And Highmore Herald will get their first free throw attempts of the night. The foul on Lydia Hill will be her first. And going to the free throw line, Brooke Palmer for Highmore Herald. 5'7 freshman, as we said, played well in that win over Lower Brule. And she earned some minutes here in probably the biggest ball game so far of her high school career. Free throw number one is up and good. And here comes free throw number two from Brooke Palmer. And it is good. 21-18. The Highmore Herald lead is at three. 5:45 remains in the first half. Stevie Whittler, Taylen Bradford. High post pass, Lydia Hill. Hill looking to get rid of it. Gets it to Stevie Whittler. She'll try to operate. Ball knocked free and loose. Quick hands there from Letha Jessen. The turnover for Sully Buttes. Their fourth of the ball game. And here is Highmore Herald the other way. They'll go to Jessen. Quick movement around the horn. It's Shide to the corner. Palmer and Brooke will look to send it. Well, she'll take the baseline drive and is bottled up there. Pass out to Jessen. It's tied up in a jump ball. The ball will stay with Highmore Herald. 17 on the shot clock for the Pirates. 5:15 remains in this first half. 21-18 is our score. We quickly looked at a score in the quarter break, and it was a lead early for Harriet Selby over Miller. Another three from Courtney Mosier is up and good. 24-18. Pirates up by six now as Sully Buttes will work. Shequin, Bradford on the right side. Taylen will drive. Tries to work down the lane. Nice pump fake. Got Jessen out of position. But the runner is up no good, and the rebound pulled down by Highmore Herald. They'll try to add to the advantage. Here is Knox. This is Maddie with it. Right side of the key. Mosier, Shide, down low. This is Brooke Palmer in traffic, and she'll draw a foul. It's good ball movement. Brooke Palmer at 5'7", able to do some damage inside. Another foul called. This time, it's Lydia Hill.
That will be her second foul, and we will see a Sullivan's timeout. A 30-second break with 4:36 remaining here in quarter number two. 24-18 Pirates, and we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Farm better and put more dollars on your bottom line with a Case IH Precision Farming System from Titan Machinery, offering fully automated steering with repeatability and precision. AFS AccuGuide is your best choice for better guidance solutions, providing accuracy down to an inch. Titan Machinery, together with Case IH, has the precision farming solutions to fit your operation. That's Titan Machinery, power and precision to grow.
You buy a Kegra Acres ahead, maximizing your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Kegra Cooperative today up in Selby. Less than a minute to go in the opening quarter. 12-6, Harry and Selby as they have the lead over Miller. Here is Brooke Palmer at the free throw line to shoot two, and the first will rim in and out, no good. 4:36 remains in the first half here. It has been an up and down first half of basketball. The Highmore Herald Pirates have the lead, 24-18. Palmer's second free throw is up, no good. And Sully Buttes will come away with the rebound. We have seen runs from both of these teams, although after we had five lead changes early in the ballgame, Highmore Herald has been able to operate with the lead. Down low, Lydia Hill on the block. The turnaround is up and good. Lydia Hill does damage inside. She has 8 points for Sully Buttes, 24-20. Working to the halfway mark of the quarter. Jessen Mosier, deep right corner. Emily Scheid now. Emily will try to operate. Maddie Knox, Brooke Palmer. Palmer trying to get it inside. Jessen trying to get position, but good defense there from Lydia Hill. It's an Emily Scheid three. That is up, no good. Backside rebound to Maddie Knox. The three by Mosier is no good. Letha Jessen with the offensive rebound. That putback is no good, but a foul is going to be called on Sully Buttes. And that will be on Addison Sheekwin, and that will be her second personal foul. And for Sully Buttes, starting to get themselves in a little bit of foul trouble here, as Letha Jessen will go to the free throw line and shoot two. And the first of two free throws is up, and it is no good. Highmore Herald 2 of 5 from the free throw line so far in the first half. They will come with the second free throw here. And it is up, and it is no good. And Lydia Hill will control the rebound for the Chargers. 24-20. Highmore Herald with a 4-point advantage as Sully Buttes works offensively. Sheekwin down low. Swings it now to Stevie Whitler, who will go baseline right. They shovel pass inside. Lydia Hill and Maddie Knox tangle up over the basketball. They're going to say that Sully Buttes lost the basketball out of bounds. Lydia Hill touched it. And Hill was out of bounds. So a turnover for Sully Buttes. Their fifth of the ballgame. As Highmore Herald will inbound the basketball. Chargers still full court pressure. Letha Jessen will come get the basketball. And she'll bring the basketball across to half court. Now it's Emily Scheid slashing to the rim. Down low, Jessen in traffic. Shot is up good. Tough finish there for Letha Jessen. But they got the shot home to make it 26-20. Down to 3:10 remaining in the first half. Kaylin Bradford. Now Addison Sheekwin with it. Out front, got off away with a push-off. Now Stevie Whitler will drive. Quick move to the rim. Shot is no good. Sheekwin with the offensive rebound, and back out we come. Here is Whitler. Sheekwin, baseline jumper, good. A second chance opportunity for Sully Buttes. Gives Addison Sheekwin, her second basket of the ball game to make it 26-22. 2:40 remains in the second quarter. It is Mosier right corner. Inside Jessen. Kick out Knox. The look for three. It's no good. Brooke Palmer with the offensive rebound. She traveled. Got the offensive rebound and then had to do a little hop skip to try to regain her balance. As she gives up a little bit of size but had been able, but just some good strong play to be able to play in amongst them here in this first half. So Sully Buttes gets the defensive stop. They'll stop and pop from 15 off glass and good. That is Caitlin Burney, the junior off the bench with her first basket. 26-24 as Sully Buttes scores 4 points in a row. Down low it comes. Jessen on the block. The turnaround is no good. Rebound, Sully Buttes. Chargers will try to run. Here is Whitler on the move. Whitler to Bradford. Inside Bernie. Shot is good. The basket will count and a foul is called. Caitlin Bernie off the bench has provided some offense for Sully Buttes, and all of a sudden we're tied at 26 all with a minute 56 remaining here in the first half. And the end one could give Sully Buttes the lead. The free throw is no good. It did not draw iron. And the ball belongs to the Chargers, or pardon me, to the Pirates. 26-26 is our score. Another tie, our fourth of the ball game. As Highmore Herald again setting up against Sully Buttes, full court pressure. Letha Jessen just comes down and receives the inbound. And Madison Shequin, who is matched up against Jessen as they play the man-to-man, not guarding her full court, so Jessen is able to just bring the basketball up. And here, Brooke Palmer with a nice move on the block. A foul called on the Chargers. It will be on Caitlin Bernie, her first personal foul. This will be a shooting foul, so a pair of free throws for Brooke Palmer, who is 2 of 4 from the free throw line in this first half. Free throw number one is no good. Coming into the ballgame for Highmore Herald, Kennedy Effling, the 5'4 sophomore, Maddie Knox will check out. 26-26 is our score. Minute 37 remains in the half. Here is the second free throw from Brooke Palmer, and it is up and good. Palmer hits 1 of 2 in that sequence. 27-26. Highmore Herald with a one-point advantage. And here is Sully Buttes. Whitler, Bradford, Shequin on the left side. Working against Letha Jessen. Will send it up top. With the basketball, Allison Whitler. She'll drive and fire. Shot is no good. Rebound, Highmore Herald. The Pirates with the possession as we wind down here in the second quarter. Leading by one at 27-26. Here's Emily Scheid. Cross court. Not a good pass. It's stolen away. And that is Stevie Whitler with the steal. She'll go to the rim and score the two. Stevie Whitler with the basket. And the Chargers have the lead 28-27. Another steal for Stevie Whitler, and she'll put it up and in. Back-to-back turnovers for Highmore Herald has proved disastrous. Whitler with the hoop and the harm and a chance at a three-point play. The Chargers all of a sudden with a three-point lead at 30-27. The end one is good. Stevie Whitler hits the free throw. The foul was on Kennedy Effling, her first. And Highmore Herald with 9 turnovers in the first half. And the Pirates will inbound it in the final minute of this opening quarter. Chargers lead 31-27. As the Pirates will work, Knox with it. To Knox, this is Grace, left corner. Now Courtney Mosier back to Grace Knox. Back around the perimeter. Mosier has a pass block. She'll get it back, though. Here's Maddie Knox, Brooke Palmer, Grace Knox. Back to Palmer. Here's Maddie Knox from up top. The three is no good. Rebound out of bounds and a foul call. Foul on Brooke Palmer will be her first personal foul. Team foul number 6 against Highmore Herald. Will this be number 7? It will. And 1-1 free throws upcoming for Sully Buttes. And the Chargers have done a good job of closing out this second quarter. 1-1 for Caitlin Bernie, who has scored 4 points as part of this. Free throw is up, and I was going to say short because it was, but it crawled the rim and dropped straight down and is good to make it 32-27. Here is the second free throw. That is up and good. Caitlin Bernie with 6 points off the bench for Sully Buttes. 33-27, shot clock is off. As Highmore Herald will bring the basketball into the front court, Sully Buttes, who have trailed for the most part in this first half, are going to go into the locker room with the lead. Pirates will hold for the final shot of the quarter as Maddie Knox will work out front. Now it's Grace Knox. Letha Jessen, she'll drive, gets to the rim, and she travels.
turnover number 10 for Highmore Herald. And with 2.5 seconds remaining in the quarter, Highmore Herald will do some substitutions to get Grace and Maddie Knox off the floor as they play with those two personal fouls. Chargers will put it in play. Good defense there that gets knocked around and out of bounds. Just getting up there and getting in the way at half court was Emily Shine. And now Sully Buttes, with half of a second remaining, will get a shot off. It is well short. And that is the end of the first half. But Sully Buttes does damage in the second quarter. And they have the lead at the halftime break, 33-27. And our scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment in my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Check out the latest information at the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our halftime report brought to you by the folks at Buyright. See us next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPMO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pier to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
No matter what color of equipment you drive, Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, has your equipment maintenance covered. Be ready for the 2022 season with Titan Machinery's Uptime Maintenance Inspection Program. These inspections are conducted by service professionals and provide a comprehensive analysis of the machine's required maintenance. From tractors and combines to sprayers, corn headers, and planters, we can handle it all. Schedule your appointment today. That's Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer. Power and precision to grow.
Back here in Oneida, we are at halftime of this semifinal matchup in Region 2B. And Highmore Herald, who had the lead.
lead throughout most of the second quarter, had the lead 16-12 at the end of the first, led by as many as six in the first half of this ball game, only to see Sully Buttes come back and close the quarter out in a hurry. Back-to-back buckets. In fact, 5 points scored quickly by Stevie Whittler as she scored a layup, stole the ball, and completed a three-point play. Well, that took care of the lead for Highmore Herald. Sully Buttes was able to force a bunch of turnovers on Highmore Herald, and the Chargers are in the locker room with the lead. It's 33-27. Sully Buttes with a 21-point second quarter. As we look at individual scoring, Highmore Herald first. Courtney Mosier leading the way. She has hit three threes in the first half and has scored 11 points. 6 points for Letha Jessen. Brooke Palmer, the freshman, has played well for Highmore Herald off the bench. She has scored 5 points. 3 points for Maddie Knox. 2 points for Grace Knox. A total of 27 for Highmore Herald. The Pirates have hit four threes in the first half this afternoon. Highmore Herald goes to the free throw line 8 times in the first half. They were 3 of 8 from the free throw line. And we mentioned turnovers, and that was the concern that Mike Ring had coming in on Thursday in the matchup against Lower Brule. And again here this afternoon, they needed to take care of the basketball. The Pirates had 10 turnovers in the first half here this afternoon. For Sully Buttes in double figures, Stevie Whittler, who has 11 points. Lydia Hill with 8 points. Caitlin Burney off the bench. She was a big part of that scoring run for Sully Buttes as well. She comes off the bench and contributes 6 points to the cause. Addison Sheekwin with 5, and Allison Whittler with 1 point in the ballgame. A total of 33 points scored in the first half for Sully Buttes. Chargers go to the line 10 times. They were 5 of 10 from the free throw line, and Sully Buttes with 5 turnovers in the first half. Looking at other scores in Region 2B in that semifinal game up in Selby, it is Harry and Selby with the lead over Miller. They have just reached the halftime break. It is 26-19. Harriet Selby has the lead. Of course, the winner of that game, the winner of this game, will move on to next Thursday night's SODAC 16, the chance to qualify for the State B Girls Basketball Tournament. 33-27 is our halftime score. Sully Buttes leads, and the Chargers will have the basketball when we start the second half. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Good luck, Chargers. From Oahe Grain Corporation in Oneida, your local independently owned and operated grain elevator. At home or in the field, find all the market information you need online at OahiGrainCorp.com. You can even get bid information by text. Oahe Grain, bringing the world's markets to local farmers with updates every day. For all of your grain marketing needs, call today, 258-2811.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkerson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
With convenient mobile deposit and mobile banking from Sunrise Bank, it's easier than ever to manage your money. You can quickly check your account balances, review your transaction history, make account transfers and mobile deposits all from your phone. See how easy it is to keep up with your finances. Download the Sunrise Bank Dakota app today. Sunrise Bank proudly sponsors Sully Buttes Charger Athletics and Activities and wishes them the best of luck. Sunrise Bank Dakota, member FDIC.
Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
The Corner in Oneida is a proud sponsor of Sully Butte's athletics and youth activities. Are you on your way to cheer on the Chargers? Stop by the Corner for all your needs, including fuel, pizza, burgers, chicken, salads, snacks, beverages, and so much more. Check out the lunch specials on Facebook. Conveniently call in your order at 258-2400. The crew at the Corner is proud of the hard work and determination the students show in all their school activities and wish them the best of luck.
Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Brettfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs. Home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated. Member FDIC.
Safety, we're KPMO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain 100.5, K26 3AW. In Pier Ford Pier, if you drink, don't drive. Chargers with the basketball to start the second half. Here's Taylen Bradford from the left side. Three taken, it's up, no good. Rebound, Highmore Herald. The Pirates with Moser, Scheid, Knox, and Jessen to start the second half. Here's Emily Scheid out front, and Sully Butte's already, you can see, they have extended that man-to-man defense. Here's Maddie Knox, Grace Knox. Grace will dribble left, go right, sends it back out to Letha Jessen, who works into the lane, kicks out to Courtney Mosier, a three taken, it's up short. A foul on the rebound is going to be whistled on Grace Knox. And for Grace, that will be personal foul number three. And a big turn of events as we start this second half. The first foul of the second half for the Pirates. Taylen Bradford, Allison Whitler, Stevie Whitler, Addison Shequin, and Lydia Hill, the same five that started the game, will start the second half for Sully Buttes. Here is Lydia Hill out front. Stevie Whitler, three ball is up and no good. Rebound pulled down by Maddie Knox. A minute gone. Scoreless so far in this third quarter. As Highmore Herald trails by six at 33-27. High post, Grace Knox. Letha Jessen to kick out to Mosier. Stevie Whitler closes out quickly on the three. Here is Highmore Herald moving the ball. 15 on the shot clock. Knox to Scheid. Scheid to Mosier. Mosier will send it back up top. Here's Grace Knox driving. Open. Fires from 17. Shot is short. The ball will belong to Sully Buttes. And both of those shots coming up short in the second half for Highmore Herald. So Sully Buttes with the offensive opportunity as they push it the other way. Whitler, Shequin. Now Taylen Bradford. Bradford on the move, gets a step, gets into the lane, shot is swatted. Loose basketball picked up by Lydia Hill. And the Chargers go down low. Hill will post. Shot is up, no good. Shequin with the offensive rebound. Up top, shot no good. Rebound loose. It's tied up at a jump ball. It will belong to Highmore Herald, I believe. Yes. The Pirates will look to put it in play. Of those three shot attempts, only the last one actually hit the rim for Sully Buttes. Thought we were going to run into a shot clock violation at one point, but we did not, as the Pirates here will work with the basketball. Moser on the drive, kicks it out. Maddie Knox down low. It's Letha Jessen who gets caught underneath the basket, tries to bounce it off the leg of Lydia Hill, and it comes right back and hits Letha Jessen in the chin, and a turnover for Highmore Herald. And since about the two-minute mark of the first half, that is how the ball has bounced for Highmore Herald in this ballgame. Still 33-27 as these teams look for their first points in the second half. Here's Allison Shequin down the lane. Shot is up, no good. Rebound loose. Highmore Herald with it. Here come the Pirates now as Maddie Knox brings the basketball across half court. 5:20 remains in the third quarter. Here is Maddie Knox, Courtney Mosier, Letha Jessen. The three is up, good. Letha Jessen with the first points of the second half for Highmore Herald. 33-30. 5 minutes remain, third quarter. Here is Stevie Whitler on the drive. Feet inside Lydia Hill. It's knocked loose and turned over. The Pirates make the defensive play. And here comes Highmore Herald across half court.
A two would draw closer. A three would tie the ball game. Maddie Knox out front, screened by Jessen. Knox will move. Now to Grace Knox, who will work the crossover and head left. Courtney Mosier, Jessen. Kick out, Grace Knox. Three taken and short. And the rebound pulled down by Sully Buttes. And here come the Chargers. It is Stevie Whittler. She'll stop and pop, and the shot good. Stevie Whittler with 13 points in the ball game for Sully Buttes, 35-30. Up and down we go in a very quick third quarter. We're nearing the halfway mark of quarter number three. Here is Moser. Maddie Knox puts the ball to the floor and drives. Grace Knox with it now. Boy, Sully Buttes has really shut off the interior. Here's an entry pass. Emily Scheid over the top of everybody and out of bounds. Highmore Herald with their 12th turnover and their second turnover of the second half. The way Highmore Herald, or the way Sully Buttes is defending on the interior. In the first half, the Pirates were able to get the ball inside to Jessen before the double team came. But now they're not letting the ball get into the paint at all. The Pirates are having to work the perimeter. Here is Stevie Whittler, Addison Shequin, high post, Lydia Hill. Back out front, the Chargers will move. Here's Stevie Whittler on the drive. Taylen Bradford will attack the rim. Shot no good there. Little Hill will try to keep it alive and can't. She was out of bounds. The ball will belong to Highmore Herald. Full court pressure being applied with 3:40 remaining in the third quarter. And again, Lydia Hill on the court, not going to chase Letha Jessen full court. So Jessen able to just come and get the basketball and then help Maddie Knox bring it across half court. Here's Brooke Palmer. Back out Maddie Knox. Knox with it, and a whistle and a timeout taken by Highmore Herald. This is a full timeout with 3:24 remaining in the third quarter. 35-30 Sully Buttes. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Virtually anything in your house or building that can run on electricity can run on propane. However, a propane-fueled home is less costly to operate than an electric home. Studies have shown that propane is cheaper, warmer, cleaner, safer, and more dependable than electric. Contact Stewart & Daughters in Oneida at 258-2647 today to learn more about the benefits of propane. Stewart & Daughters, a proud sponsor of high school sports and the Sully Buttes Chargers.
The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care.
Inside, Letha Jessen had to give the basketball up. A Courtney Mosier three was an air ball. Here's Sully Buttes scrambling. Pirates came over the top to try to steal the ball, and the Pirates get Addison Chiquin open on the baseline. She will score the two. The Chargers with their biggest lead of the ball game at 37-30. Inside of 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter, here is Grace Knox on the wing right side. We'll work the dribble back up to the top of the key. Jessen on the wing left side, out front Moser. Courtney working against Stevie Whittler, shot clock at 8. Here's Grace Knox to Courtney Mosier. The three from way downtown is up no good and out of bounds. And again, good defense on the part of Sully Buttes, forcing Highmore Herald to take a shot they didn't want to as the shot clock wound down. 37-30. Chargers with the lead. Of course, the winner of this ball game will move on to the SODAC 16. Chargers with it. On the move, Sequin. Down low, Lydia Hill to the rim. Shot is good. Lydia Hill in double figures now with 10 points. A 9-point lead now for Sully Buttes at 39-30. 2 minutes remain in the third quarter. And in my mind, this is a possession where Highmore Herald needs a basket. Grace Knox will work at the top of the key. Screened by Jessen. Knox open. Gives the ball up. And Highmore Herald loses it out of bounds. Another turnover for the Pirates. That is their 13th of the ball game. And the ball will belong to Sully Buttes once again. And the Chargers will put it in play. And you can see them perhaps start to manage the remainder of this ball game. Pass inside, though. Tipped. Stolen away. The Highmore Herald defense makes a play. That is seven turnovers on Sully Butte. But Highmore Herald needs points. Palmer trying to post. The Pirates don't get the ball to him. They will fight inside. And finally, a foul called away from the basketball. Taven Bradford and Brooke Palmer were dueling on the right side. And as they reverse the ball to the left, and Palmer tried to post up on the left block, Bradford wasn't going to let it happen. Bradford at 5'3", one tough cookie. As Highmore Herald gets the ball inside, it's Letha Jessen that scores the two. 39-32. Jessen with 11 points. A 7-point lead for Sully Buttes as we work to the final minute of the quarter. Here's Stevie Whitler to Taylen Bradford. Screened by Sheekwin, lob inside the hill. She can't handle it. The ball goes out of bounds. So back-to-back turnovers for Sully Buttes gives Highmore Herald an offensive opportunity. And again, they trail by 7, 39-32, as we work our way through this third quarter. Down to the final minute of quarter number 3. Here's Brooke Palmer on the drive, baseline right. High post, it is Jessen to Knox. Grace will deal. Nice up and under to the rim. Pretty move, but the shot doesn't go. Rebound out of bounds. It will belong to Highmore Herald. Pirates will inbound underneath their own basket as it will be Courtney Mosier who puts the ball in play. Shot clock reset. There's 46 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Inbounds will come to Knox. Now Palmer up top. Mosier fakes the three, leaves it for Palmer. Now Jessen on the wing. Back out front again. Highmore Herald with a full shot clock to work with here. Trying to get the ball inside. Here's Jessen behind the arc. Three ball is no good. Rebound, Sully Buttes. Now they can hold for the final shot of the third quarter. And all in all, it has been a good third quarter for the Sully Buttes Chargers. They've been able to extend the lead to 7 points. They'll have the final shot here in quarter number 3. Bradford, Whitler with 10 seconds. Stevie will work. Here is Sheekwin. Now Bradford on the right side. She will drive. Pass inside. It's stolen away. Grace Knox will go three-quarter court. And that shot is short, and that brings us to the end of quarter number 3. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment on the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. We'll go to the fourth quarter next. We're back in 60 seconds on KPMO.
At Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, they know farmers don't all have the same game plan. That's why they give farmers options, from what brand of seed they want to use to what features they want on their grain trailer. Barber Chemicals also provides custom spraying for ag chemicals and fertilizers, finding the best solution for your fields. Team up with the best, Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, a proud sponsor of Sully Buttes Sports. Call 258-2708 or come see them under the big water tower south of Oneida.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with 4 senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Starts the fourth quarter. Stevie Whitler to the rim. Shot no good. Letha Jessen will get the rebound, and we're underway here in this fourth quarter. 39-32, Sully Buttes has the lead. Highmore Herald with the basketball. It is Grace Knox, Maddie Knox, down low, Letha Jessen, out to Grace Knox. A long jumper taken. It's a two. Shot is no good. Brooke Palmer with the offensive rebound. And another chance for Highmore Herald. Here is Jessen on the move down the lane. The off-balance shot is no good, but a foul called. We have not really talked about foul trouble for either team. In fact, that's the first team foul for Highmore Herald and or for Sully Buttes in the second half. The Pirates with just one team foul. Lydia Hill picks up her third. Letha Jessen, 0 of 2 from the line, puts the first one up, and it is no good. 39-32. Sullivan with the lead. 7:21 remains fourth quarter. Here's the second free throw by Jessen, and that is up and good. Letha with 12 points in the ballgame. Up the floor, Sully Buttes. Sequin on the drive. Taylen Bradford, left side of the key. Pass inside, tip. Lydia Hill will track it down, though. Stevie Whitler, Addison Sequin. Back to Whitler, who will pop the three. That shot is no good. Highmore Herald will get the rebound. So the Pirates starting to get some defensive stops, but have not been able to consistently put the ball in the basket. We'll see what they do here. It is Brooke Palmer on the wing right side. Up top, Jessen around the perimeter. Maddie Knox back to Jessen. Moser in the corner and back up top. It's Brooke Palmer. 15 on the shot clock as the Pirates work. Palmer to Knox on the drive, and Maddie is going to be called for an offensive foul. Good sales job there by Sully Buttes. But the charge there, Knox did lead with the forearm. But it will give the basketball to Sully Buttes. For Highmore Herald, it will be their 14th turnover of the ballgame. And it will be the second team foul of the half. The third on Maddie Knox. Pass for Sully Buttes down to the baseline. Stevie Whitler with a jumper that is up. No good. Rebound, loose, up the floor. It's Letha Jessen. Goes to Maddie Knox. Knox strong to the rim. Shot is good. Count the basket and a foul is called. Allison Whitler wound up on the floor at the Sully Buttes end. It took her a moment to get up. She was a little bit shaken up and also was wondering why a foul wasn't called. In the meantime, the Pirates go the other way. Knox with the hoop and the harm and a chance at a three-point play, and the free throw is good. We're down to a one-possession game, 39-36. We played 2 minutes in fourth quarter. Number four, pass inside Lydia Hill. Faces up on Letha Jessen. Back out to Sheekwin. Now Stevie Whitler on the move. Whitler with the step, the fadeaway. It's short. Good defense, Highmore Herald. The Pirates will try to run. Moser brings it across half court. Maddie Knox inside Jessen. Tough catch in the baseline. Sends it back out to Knox. Maddie will attack the rim. Kicks it out to Moser. Fakes the three. She will send it back. Down low, Palmer. Taylen Bradford trailing the play. My goodness, did she go a long way to knock that basketball out of bounds. By far the shortest player on the court for perhaps the biggest heart of anybody. She knocks it out of bounds to save an easy basket for Highmore Herald. Pirates will have to inbound. It comes to Grace Knox. 15 on the shot clock for Highmore Herald. 39-36. Knox on the move, and she traveled. Another unforced error for Highmore Herald. Their 15th turnover of the ball game. And Sully Buttes will have it once again. 5:25 remains. 39-36. Chargers on the wing right side, Bradford. Here's Lydia Hill way out high, working against Letha Jessen. Hill gives the basketball up. It's Stevie Whitler. 18 on the shot clock. Lob inside Whitler. Shot blocked. Foul called. Letha Jessen with her first personal foul. Team foul number three of the half for Highmore Herald. It will put Allison Whitler to the free throw line. The sophomore, one of two from the stripe this afternoon. And the free throw is good. And this is what Sully Buttes has to do. They came into this fourth quarter with a 7-point lead. They need to be able to manage and get points when they can, make free throws at the opportunity, and they hit both of them here to make it 41-36. 5:07 remains in the fourth quarter. Pirates slowly across half court. It's Maddie Knox with the dribble. Now to the wing, Brooke Palmer. Down low, Letha Jessen. The turnaround is too strong and no good. Rebound, Stevie Whitler. The Chargers a push. Whitler on the move. Foul, Courtney Moser. Courtney with her second personal foul, but a foul she probably had to commit there. And going to the free throw line, Sully Buttes, Stevie Whitler. And Stevie has shown a couple different times she did there. She can all of a sudden just kick things into a different gear, and up the floor she comes. Shooting two, the first one is up short. 41-36. 4:49 remains in the fourth quarter. And Stevie Whittler trying to make it a 5-point or 6-point ball game. She will, as the free throw is up. Good. 42-36. Both teams have a good selection of timeouts remaining. I think both teams have four. Here's a bad pass in the lane for Highmore Herald. It's turned over. Here is Whittler again. That ball is stolen away by Letha Jessen. Jessen will lead the break herself. Up the floor to the rim. Shot is good. The basket will count, and a foul is called. Letha Jessen has another gear, too. As she goes to the rim, gets the hoop and the harm, and a chance at a 3-point play. The foul on Addison Sheekwin will be her third. It's the fourth team foul for the Chargers. And Letha Jessen with a chance to complete the 3-point play and make it a one-possession game, and the free throw is good. 4:29 remains in, dare I say, regulation. 42-39, Sully Buttes. The winner of this ball game will move to the Sodak 16. For the loser, it will be the end of their 2022 season. Inside, Stevie Whittler takes a shot, misses it, but gets her own rebound. Chargers with it. Bradford on the move. Shot swatted. Rebound. Loose ball picked up by Sully Buttes. And a timeout taken by Highmore Herald. Big possession here with 4:03 remaining, fourth quarter, halfway home in the fourth. 42-39, Sully Buttes. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255.
Brought to you by Integra Acres Ahead, maximizing your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. 4:03 remains in the fourth quarter. 42-39 is our score as the Pirates, using their second timeout of the ball game, will work with the basketball. High post, Letha Jessen down the lane to the rim. Shot no good, but a foul is going to be called on the Chargers, and it will be on Taylen Bradford, who picks up personal foul number two. Letha Jessen at the free throw line, 2 of 3 from the line in the second half. It will be a two-shot situation. The senior with 15 points for Highmore Herald. The free throw is up good. 42-40. The Chargers have had a 7-point lead on a couple different occasions in the third quarter. They went, or in the third, and again here in the fourth, it was 39-32, Sully Buttes at the end of three. Letha Jessen, making both free throws, makes it a 1-point game. 3:45 remains. Lydia Hill, Addison Sequin, to the wing now, Stevie Whittler, directs some traffic, sends it to the corner. Nice fake for Allison Whittler. She'll drive and fire. Shot is no good. A foul on the rebound is going to be whistled against Highmore Herald. And it will be on Grace Knox. And Grace will pick up her fourth personal foul. So now with the starters out there, the wheels starting to turn as far as the foul situation is concerned. Knox with four personal. The fifth team foul for Highmore Herald. Down low, Lydia Hill. Pass out front. It will go into the backcourt and is turned over. As Sully Buttes will turn it over for the 10th time tonight. Or we should say this afternoon. Highmore Herald will get the basketball here and an opportunity to take the lead. Inbounds comes to Jessen. Skip pass turned over. Not a good play there. And here is Highmore Herald on the move, and Stevie Whittler is fouled as they head up the sideline. Foul on Courtney Mosier will be her third. The sixth team foul for Highmore Herald. The Pirates will be over the foul limit. Sully Buttes will be in the bonus for the rest of the ballgame. 3 minutes remain in the ballgame. 42-41. Sullivan's leading, and down low it's Lydia Hill scoring the two. She has 12 points now. That's a big bucket for the Chargers to extend to a three-point lead. Here's Maddie Knox on the wing left side. She'll work the dribble. Up top, Brooke Palmer. Back to Knox, or nobody home, and the ball goes out of bounds. Another turnover for Highmore Herald. They had 10 in the first half. They now have 18 in the ballgame. And Sully Buttes with a three-point lead have a chance to add to it. Here is Whitler. Bradford on the wing, almost lost it. Back out front, Addison Chiquin. Lob inside, Allison Whitler. Shot is up, no good. Rebound loose. Stevie Whitler has it. And then a foul called on Letha Jessen. Letha will pick up her second personal foul. And Stevie Whitler, who has put this game in the second half into another gear on more than one occasion, will get an opportunity here to shoot the 1-1 and add to the Sully Buttes advantage with 2:15 remaining. The foul on Jessen is her second. The free throw by Whitler is up good. Whitler now with 15 points in the ball game. 2 of 3 from the free throw line in the second half. Her second free throw attempt is coming, and it is good. 46-41. 2:10 remains in the ball game. Pressure at half court. Maddie Knox with the dribble crosses the half court stripe. On the move it comes. Back out, Grace Knox. Brooke Palmer. Deep in the right corner. We'll put it to the floor and drive, and she's called for a travel. And another turnover for Highmore Herald. And Highmore Herald wants a timeout. Timeout with 1:57 remaining in the fourth quarter. It's 46-41 Sully Buttes, an Integra timeout. And we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate Clothing so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
Brent Spray Service is proud to support the Sully Buttes Chargers in all of their school athletics and activities. The staff at Brent Spray Service has served the Oneida and Pier area for over 30 years, and they appreciate your continued business. For all of your aerial application and retail chemical needs in the Pier, Oneida, and surrounding area, remember to call Brent Spray Service, 258-2743, 258-2743. Good luck, Chargers, from your fans at Brent Spray Service.
A 1:57 remains in the fourth quarter. It is 46-41. Sully Buttes with a 5-point advantage and the basketball. They are in the bonus. Chargers with just 5 team fouls committed so far in this second half. Possession arrow points towards Highmore Herald. Down low, nice pass inside Lydia Hill. Shot is up good. Tough shot in traffic for the 6-foot junior, and all of a sudden, Sully Buttes is back up by 7. 48-41 with 1:25 remaining. Here is Grace Knox with the basketball. Out front, Courtney Mosier, Brooke Palmer now. Down low, Jessen, the turnaround, it's up good. Letha Jessen with the two, 48-43. 1:10 remains in the ball game. And not only does Highmore Herald need a defensive stop, they need a stop quickly in this possession. Hill with it out front. Bradford now on the wing right side. Inside of 1 minute remains in the ballgame. Whitler, Chiquin, as they play catch on the perimeter. Shot clock at 13. Chiquin will drive off of a screen. She'll get to the rim and score the two, and that may do it for Sully Buttes. 50-43, and it's a launch time for Highmore Herald. Knox for the with a three that is up no good, and Sully Buttes will get the rebound. 30 seconds remain. Courtney Mosier with a foul in the backcourt. Will be her fourth personal foul. And we will walk to the Sullivan's end for more free throws. The Chargers, when you looked at the overall standings in the Class B seeding point field, you looked at it from top to bottom with about the number 10 seed. But there's going to be some upsets. And again, eight games remain. Half of the Sodak 16 field is not set yet. As Stevie Whitler will put the first free throw up and good. And now a full timeout is going to be taken by Highmore Herald. Whitler made the first free throw. She'll be back at the free throw line for her second with 30 seconds remaining in the ballgame at 51-43 Sully Buttes. And we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Farm better and put more dollars on your bottom line with a Case IH Precision Farming System from Titan Machinery. Offering fully automated steering with repeatability and precision, AFS AccuGuide is your best choice for better guidance solutions, providing accuracy down to an inch. Titan Machinery, together with Case IH, has the precision farming solutions to fit your operation. That's Titan Machinery, power and precision to grow.
Game as we go back to the free throw line. Stevie Whitler will finish up the 1-1. She made the first and will get ready to attempt the second. 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter in Selby. Harriet Selby with a 43-37 lead over Miller. And Whitler with the second free throw up and good. And it is a 9-point ball game. 52-43 Chargers. Here's Courtney Mosier from downtown. Shot is no good. Rebound, Sully Buttes, and then a foul called on Highmore Herald. And Letha Jessen picks up number 3. 9 team fouls now on Highmore Herald. And Allison Whitler to the free throw line to shoot 2. Actually, this will be a 1-1, the last 1-1 in the ballgame for Sully Buttes. Free throw is no good. Pirates will get the rebound. Up the floor in a hurry as Moser crosses half court. Maddie Knox, Grace Knox. 3 is taken. That is up and short. The rebound will go out of bounds and will belong to Sully Buttes. And Highmore Herald will see their season come to an end. As Highmore Herald and head coach Mike Ring trying to go to their bench and reward the seniors who will end their high school career. And Sully Buttes going to win this one, advance to the Sodak 16. 52-43 is our final as Sully Buttes with a big second half is able to advance to the Sodak 16. We'll talk about that and more as our post game is coming up. Our scoreboard brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Ford Pier. Shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our post game comes your way in 3 minutes. You're listening to coverage of Regional High School Basketball in Region 2B from KPLO.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Good Luck Chargers from Owyhee Grain Corporation in Oneida, your local independently owned and operated grain elevator. At home or in the field, find all the market information you need online at OwyheeGrainCorp.com. You can even get bid information by text. Owyhee Grain, bringing the world's markets to local farmers with updates every day. For all of your grain marketing needs, call today, 258-2811.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Bowl Corson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
With convenient mobile deposit and mobile banking from Sunrise Bank, it's easier than ever to manage your money. You can quickly check your account balances, review your transaction history, make account transfers and mobile deposits all from your phone. See how easy it is to keep up with your finances. Download the Sunrise Bank Dakota app today. Sunrise Bank proudly sponsors Sully Butte Charger Athletics and Activities and wishes them the best of luck. Sunrise Bank Dakota, member FDIC.
Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
The Corner in Oneida is a proud sponsor of Sully Butte Athletics and Youth Activities. Are you on your way to cheer on the Chargers? Stop by the Corner for all your needs, including fuel, pizza, burgers, chicken, salads, snacks, beverages, and so much more. Check out the lunch specials on Facebook. Conveniently call in your order at 258-2400. The crew at the Corner is proud of the hard work and determination the students show in all their school activities and wish them the best of luck.
Oneida, as our post game is underway, we will talk about a victory for the Sully Butte Chargers. A big second half. Well, they closed out the first half very well as they went on a nice scoring run, actually outscored Highmore Herald 21-11 in the second quarter, led 33-27 at the halftime break, and then they were able to outscore Highmore Herald at all quarter stops in the second half and win this ball game by a final of 52-43. Sully Buttes will be a SODAC 16 qualifier. But again, with seven more games remaining to seven more participants still to be determined. Harriet Selby had a 6-point lead over Miller the last updated score that we had of that other game in Region 2B. There are six more games going on tonight throughout South Dakota get the SODAC 16 field determined. So we're a long ways from knowing who Sully Butte's opponent will be next Thursday night. But a ball game here where Sully Butte's was able to make some adjustments. It was their defense. You heard Coach Sefner with his conversation with us before the ball game, our Keys to Success segment, where he said defense has been their calling card all season long, and it will be again this afternoon. And it was, as they forced 19 turnovers on Highmore Herald, and that really did turn out to be the big stat of the afternoon. Let's look at individual scoring for Highmore Herald. Letha Jessen leading the way. The 5'11 senior closes out her high school career with 19 points, 13 of them in the second half. Courtney Mosier ends her high school career with 11 points, all of them coming in the first half of this ball game as she hit three threes as Highmore Herald built up a 7-point lead. We thought they were in business in that second quarter, but things just fell apart in the turnover stat, and that really changed things. Maddie Knox, another senior with 6 points. Grace Knox with 2 points in the ball game. She dealt with foul trouble off and on, especially in the first half for Highmore Herald. Brooke Palmer, the 5'7 freshman, she provided good minutes to Highmore Herald. She scored 5 points in the ball game for the Pirates. Highmore Herald goes to the free throw line 14 times tonight. This afternoon, they were 8 of 14 from the free throw line. The Pirates, again, the big stat, 19 turnovers in the ballgame. For Sully Buttes, 3 double-figure scorers led by the sophomore Stevie Whitler, who had 18 points, Lydia Hill with 14, Addison Sequin with 11 points, Allison Whitler with 3, Caitlin Burney off the bench. Burney just played just about 3-4 minutes in that second quarter, and she was able to put up 6 points, and she was part of that big scoring run that eliminated Highmore Herald's 7-point lead and found Summit Buttes leading at the halftime break. And Bernie, with those few minutes played and 6 points, really provided a spark to Summit Buttes in the first half of this ballgame. Summit Buttes goes to the free throw line 19 times. They were 12 of 19 from the free throw line, including 7 of 9 in the second half, as Summit Buttes was able to take control of the ballgame. The Chargers with 11 turnovers in the contest. Highmore Herald will end their season 15-7. For them, next season starts tomorrow. Summit Buttes improves their record to 18-4. They will move to the SODAC 16, probably will be a 9-10 seed. We're just kind of speculating at this point. Again, the 7 spots in the SODAC 16 still to be determined, so we're a long ways from even guessing how things will work out. But Summit Buttes knows they're in, and they will participate in the SODAC 16 next Thursday night. Postgame continues. Let's go to our next feature. It is our big play of the game. Big play of the game brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments and activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, we look at our big play of the game. It had to be what happened late in the second quarter, as Highmore Herald had a 7-point lead. Sully Buttes cranked up the defense, and we talked about it a few different instances in this ball game where Stevie Whitler just kind of kicked this game into a different gear, and she was able to do that. She made a layup, then stole the inbound pass, scored again, and was fouled. She made the 3 free throw to complete the 3-point play. And in my mind, those 5 quick points in just a matter of seconds changed the course of this ball game, and it allowed Summit Buttes to get the lead. It was our 5th and final lead change of the ball game, and it is our big play of the game brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. And coming up next as our postgame continues, our player of the game, and it's brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains, and we will name our player of the game next.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorgeski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
We look at the player of the game nominees. We will go to the Highmore Herald side first. And what can you say about this group of seniors that will be lost to graduation? Courtney Mosier with 11 points. Letha Jessen leading all scorers with 19 points in the ball game. Grace Knox, Maddie Knox, all played big minutes throughout the season. Wendy Sherwood, the other senior on this Highmore Herald squad. The Pirates, well, these youngsters have been playing varsity ball for a long time, and one of the fun parts of my job is to watch these youngsters grow up, and they did it in front of us, and their high school career comes to an end as they come up a little bit short here this afternoon, but we definitely need to give all of them some player of the game recognition. On the Summit Buttes side, Lydia Hill with 14 points. She was big in the first half offensively, big defensively in the second half. Addison Sequin with 11 points. She had a big shot late in the ballgame that helped seal the deal for Summit Buttes. But we have to go with Stevie Whitler as our player of the game, the 5'7 sophomore with 18 points. She was 5 of 6 from the free throw line in the second half, and she did a lot of good things. And as we mentioned, there were times in this contest where she just kicked the ball game into another gear, and a faster gear at that. And she was the leader on the court for Sully Buttes, and she is our CHS River Plains player of the game. As we take one more look at the scoreboard, with a minute remaining up in Selby, Harriet Selby and Miller are tied at 45. If you want to check the end of that ball game, you can do so. It's on KMLO, and it's also available live on our website, drgnews.com. Go to the KMLO page, as we have the call of that ball game going on now. Looks like it's going to come down to the wire, and Miller or Harriet Selby will be a SODAC 16 participant. This playoff game was brought to you by 94.5 KPLO. It's advertisers and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part will be made, can be made, just don't. And it's without the written permission of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. We will have high school basketball for you next week, as we will bring you playoff action from the boys' side, Monday possibly, Tuesday and Friday definitely, and hopefully we can mix in a SODAC 16 game as well, as we get our postseason coverage underway, or continue our postseason coverage next week on KPLO. Our coverage of regional high school basketball this afternoon has been brought to you by Brett Spray Service, Stewart & Daughters, The Corner, Barber Chemicals and Barber Farm Service, Sunrise Bank, Dakota, and Hawaii Grain. Bank Machinery helps us with our broadcast this afternoon, along with Mashing Food Center, Jan Bussey Ford, Highmore Clinic, Rural Healthcare, Heartland State Bank, and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated, the Highmore Herald, Crystal Volkgarten Agency, American Family Insurance, and Highmore Health. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPMO also brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Golden Buffalo Casino, Byright Seed, Agtegra, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and Potsdam State Farm Insurance. John Ebb has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I just got a text from my grandson. His PS4 is broke down. What do I do? We wish you all a very pleasant afternoon. And from the Sully Buttes High School, we bid you all a very pleasant afternoon.